Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Increased tension between President Trump and congressional Democrats after a meeting on infrastructure ended quickly at the White House.
The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there'd be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello? There were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met. And he still met with us.
Accusing the president of running away once faced with paying for an infrastructure bill. Schumer says the whole thing today seems staged, down to the signs on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A federal judge in New York refuses to block congressional subpoenas looking for financial records from two banks that did business with President Trump. The judge says subpoenas have a legitimate legislative purpose. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan was berated by Illinois Democrat Lauren Underwood during his appearance before the House Homeland Security Committee today. She accused Customs and Border Protection of being cruel and inhumane toward migrant children.
But at this point, with five kids that have died, 5,000 separated from their families, I feel like, and the evidence is really clear, that this is intentional. It's intentional. It's a policy choice.
He quickly replied,
"That's an appalling accusation, and our men and women fight hard to protect people in our custody every single day. We've asked for this resources 3 weeks ago. It hasn't been responded to by Congress, and we've asked for changes in authorities for the last 3 years that would have prevented this from happening."
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says Underwood's statements were appropriate, but other members voted to admonish her, and she was barred from talking during the rest of the session. This is AP Radio News. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the redesign of the $20 bill to feature 19th century abolitionist leader Harriet Tubman to replace Andrew Jackson has been delayed. The decision on that switch was made during the Obama administration. Electric cars could cost jobs in the auto industry. One town in Germany faces that very real possibility as Volkswagen is putting plans into place.
The plan is to phase out production of the internal combustion engine cars built by generations of local workers. But the electric transformation raises questions about the long-term prospects of the auto industry, which employs 840,000 people in Germany and millions worldwide. Among the key concerns is that electric cars don't need engines and transmissions with thousands of metal parts that need to be assembled. The town's mayor says he sees dangers in this, but also a chance for the manufacturing center to stand out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.